find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you.
Call out for Super Ficken.
But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it.
Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it.
He will take a super soak and show the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kick it. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who took it.
Call out for Super Ficken. Call out for Super Ficken. There was some dork named Hal who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to sit. But he threatened judges three, a jury slapped old Hal CP. So Hal's gonna be my dick swigger bitch. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn ran his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves digging fox, pitches, tickles, and cocksuck. The colostomy bag's name is VNN. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can. I used to know a boss named Visser, a Duke Miss Goober Little Pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Ride. A mum, that nigger, and East Molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command, Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamzer ass clouds across the fruit and nutted Zog plain. In the open air, coast nut ass, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But also, this show is really aimed at the lost and the sheep of I went ahead and messed up that thing. I need to start all over again here. I guess I'm getting senile. Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mamzer ass clouds across the fruited, nutted Zog plain, in the open air, coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. This show, as always, is aimed mainly at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is episode number 121 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 6th of May, 2012. It's about, 31 minutes, Granby Unstandard Central Time, more or less. And the title is called Jewtard Unready with the New Jew, Hal Turner. That's what it's called. And, folks, I've been going ahead and looking at the latest nonsense from, Arizona Veterans or something like that. Seems to me like a little conspiracy theory paper. And folks, throughout the bowel movement, you've always ended up having these sort of things, just feeding conspiracy theories to run the wiggers around in circles around the burning golden bush or whatever. Folks, you end up having people like J.T. Reddy or Steve Elder or Brian Rio, quitters who are hardcore unemployables, Mamzers and Jews. And folks, J.T. Reddy found it necessary to go ahead and tell this one reporter he didn't like. He was half Jew on his mother's side. I believe him. The reporter believed him. Even though he was a rather glib Jew. He was a manipulator, just like a lot of these dopers are. J.T. Reddy was a criminal. And essentially, I believe that he was the new Jew, Hal Turner, because just like with Steve Elder, and just like with Brian Rio, and just like, well, with JT Reddy. He has all these weapons, all this stuff that costs so much money that normal people cannot pay for. Folks, it's not normal to run around with all these big guns and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. I got guns. I have Second Amendment rights. I have this, I have that. Usually when you go ahead and see them, what they are is they're a Zog false front. Where do you think they get the guns from? It ain't from working for it. Actual working men. We're not talking about farm boys like me who go ahead and simply buy whatever's on sale because we like acquiring them from our own production. No, they're given all these guns and all these play pretties and all these, you know, I mean, you go ahead and you see this clown who essentially didn't make it through the Marines. Pretty well spent most of his time in the Marines in the brig. Thoroughly undisciplined. And here he is pretending to be a great warrior. Well, hey, believe what you want. Folks, there's some people, including this Donald Pauly, who I really despise for shitting on Edgar Steele, but essentially, it turns out that it can believe that essentially you end up having, just like you have in Arizona and the rest, you end up having this Operation Fast and Furious, to where the FBI and the BATF went ahead and gave guns to Mexican drug cartels. And they went ahead and claimed that they were buying them. They were buying this stuff at gun shows, which was a lie. And now they're covering up for this shit. Now, folks, does anybody really believe the FBI would have gone ahead and given it to Mexican drugs and not gone ahead and given some of these guns to domestic, quote, terrorists? And the answer is sure they would have. What we have found out, and folks, I was listening to about an hour and 10 minutes of JT Reddy, or I'm sorry, not JT Reddy, but Chris Drake, going ahead and talking about how J.T. Reddy wasn't a great racist. How he really loved his little beaner grand niglet, or the grand niglet of this woman. And folks, just like all these characters, they live on daddy, or they live on mama, or they live on a girlfriend or a wife. And folks, these people are hardcore unemployables. Like Steve Elder. I was trolling Steve Elder last night. Told him pretty hard. Eli James went ahead and admitted that he was trying to get Steve Elder to essentially stop talking about his guns, stop going ahead and making threats of violence. And then when Steve Elder came, he was immediately whining that, oh, somebody, you know, everybody who makes fun of me should be banned. Well, folks, it's not the Eli James show anymore. It's the Steve Elder show. In any case, I went ahead and logged off as Finkelschini, and then, you know, throughout the rest of the night, I was going ahead and logging in as Finkelschini and logging off and doing my little Cossacks and Jew Boy trolling number. In any case, folks, to anybody who goes ahead and looks, and I went ahead and sent an email to Errol Covington, someone was going ahead and bringing up the matter of, well, hey, look, back when, you know, Covington, when you were on Facebook, you had these Facebook, you know, groups, this was before you got, you know, essentially got banned 2 or 3 months ago, you had JT Reddy, and you had Steve Elder, and you had Matt Dog Wheelos, and you had all these other tards going ahead, in addition to demanding censorship of Winstead, you had these tards talking about guns and all this sort of thing. I mean, here they were going to ask the mouth of JT Reddy all the time. Now, I went ahead and pointed out and said, hey, you know, JT Reddy used to go ahead and call me a convicted child molester. It didn't matter to him. He was just a lying Jew cocksucker. And you end up having the rest of them, Steve Elder and the rest. Oh, I talked to an Aryan Nation. Well, no, you talked to Morris Gallet. Morris Gallet is a drunken crackhead who got kicked out of the Aryan Nations and the Church of Sons of Yahweh. And essentially, he is getting money. He's gone ahead and got the, what, Dead Nazis Trust Fund to go ahead and bring niggers of Islam in. Well, folks, you go ahead and read about J.T. Ray. You read about the, you know, the rest of it here. They weren't really racist.
They love beaners. They were giving beaners water and begging the beaners to hang around and drink the water while they went ahead and called the Border Patrol and had the Border Patrol come in and get them. JT Reddy didn't actually detain any beaners. No. While they were going ahead and dumping water here. And if you went ahead and talked about killing beaners, why, you would not be allowed to go with U.S. border guards. That's why I ended up hearing. These people were like Quakers. Well, hey, please don't comment. Well, folks, if you don't believe in, quote, white supremacy like you claim you do, then what difference does it make if, you know, all the beaners in Mexico come across the border? What difference does it make? Why, aren't they as good or better than white people? Well, you would think so. No, they weren't white supremacists, and their forces are not white supremacists. I mean, what the government has said, that claiming they're white supremacists here, why, that's a lie. Well, folks, I don't think they were white supremacists either. I think they were just, well, Jews, and Mamzers, and Tards, and Zogbots, pretending to be Nazis. Now, I don't see a bit of problem. The easiest thing to figure out is that here you end up having a rather abusive character who essentially couldn't go ahead and get along with any woman. And she decides that she's had enough of this here, and she talks back here, and then, well, one of her, you know, surviving mud shark daughters goes ahead and says, well, she said, oh my God, called 911 the second time that day. And then bang, 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 bang. Now, folks, that's the easiest thing to understand if you really knew J.T. Reddy. But essentially what you're supposed to understand now is that, no, J.T. Reddy wasn't racist. Chris Drake wasn't racist. NSM wasn't racist. And, folks, I'm tending to agree with them. Hell, they love niggers. I mean, heck, you're just like the Visser family. Marry a bunch of beaners and niggers. No problem. They're not racist. They're just liars. They're just Jews. They're not racist at all. They're just fooling you. So, let's just go ahead and believe whatever new story they come up about drug cartels. Drug cartels, which don't go ahead and do like they do in Mexico, where they go ahead and actually kill 40,000 people a year and cut their heads off and make it quite plain is that they can do it to the police, they can do it to anybody they want. No, they just went after J.T. Reddy. And they missed the little beaner girl here, so she could go ahead and say that, well, J.T. Reddy did it. Folks, unemployed people. I have known some people who have gone ahead and bought guns and Casull 454s and all this other stuff. And folks, usually, when they fall on hard times, they don't have a job. What they do is they pawn their guns. They don't go ahead and get new ones somewhere. Hardcore unemployables are not able to go ahead and afford these big guns. All they're able to do is pawn them. Okay? So, Drake is a hero. Well, I don't know. I think Drake, essentially, you know, and I gotta wonder, where does Drake get the money to fly from Georgia to Arizona to run around out in the desert, not to shoot beaners, but to go ahead and give the beaners little drinks of water? Wouldn't it be just a whole lot cheaper just go ahead and put in a beaner watering and feeding station? I mean, you can do it. You know, you can go ahead and do it for bird baths. Why can't you go ahead and do it for beaners? Say, here, little beaners, go ahead and drink this free water and eat these free tacos here. And then, you know what you do? You go ahead and you put in some X-lax in the water and tacos. So then, when they're shitting all over the place here, they'll want for the U.S. Border Patrol to come get them here. And take them to a place where, well, essentially they don't smell like shit here so bad. Yeah, that'd be the trick. Folks, this U.S. border, border guard, folks, do any of you really believe that if you went ahead and run around and showed up and all these guns like a clown and with, You know, now they're talking about stolen military gear. Folks, where did this guy get this, you know, stuff? And where the heck did he get all this, quote, stolen gear? Where did he get these anti-tank grenades? Folks, I think he got them things deliberately to go ahead and do like he did. This one character that I recruited named Jeff Harbum. And go ahead, so the guy gets 5 years in prison, and then he agrees for 5 years rather than bring up how this informant went ahead and set him up. But folks, I mean, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe anything you want. I believe the reason that the FBI went ahead and came in, it became a domestic, homeland security, whatever, the reason is because their little snitch, their little Zogbot with all these guns that they had been given to them, like, you know, Fast and Furious, the domestic part of Fast and Furious, had gone ahead and gone nutsoid because this mud shark girlfriend got tired of being treated like crap, got tired of her daughters being treated like crap, got tired of her granddaughter being her baby being treated like crap. And essentially what he did is that, well, essentially, he decided to just go ahead and end it here. This character, if he's so high, if he was so highly armed and so highly trained and ex-Marine, why didn't he shoot a few of the drug cartel people when they were coming for him? Why didn't he go ahead and ambush some pigs? Folks, you won't believe, you can believe whatever the hell you want to. And unlike Eli James, unlike Finkelschini, unlike Dan Johns, unlike Prostink, you can go ahead and make as big a jackass as you want on this show. You can go ahead and be anonymous. You can say whatever the hell you want. Right now I'm not paying too much, you know, payment to you. But folks, it sort of reminds me when old Sci-Fi Faber went ahead and booked our agreement in May or June of 2009. And 5 days later, Hal Turner gets arrested. And Visser and Sci-Fi Faber were in it together, along with Hal Turner and Eli James. And folks, hey, being denounced or, quote, kicked out of my own church by Hal Turner, well, hey, that's a blessing. I have a thread. When I first come across this JT Ready cocksucker on Harold Covington's Facebook page. Now, essentially, you can go ahead and read it to where, hey, JT Ready was a liar. Not against me as much here. But, folks, when this Jeff Hall got killed by his 10-year-old son, here he is telling that, hey, Jeff Hall's 10-year-old son ought to be put down and executed. Ought to go ahead and be put in a psychiatric prison for the rest of his life. Well, folks, for a character who in the Marines here was always in the brig, why, someone like JT Reddy is the one who needs to be put away. Well, yeah, and what happened? Some of the Warriors didn't like that here. They went ahead and set up this Jeffrey Harbum. So, folks, I believe this quarter Jew criminal went off and killed his mud shark beanerist girlfriend, her beaner daughter, 15-year-old granddaughter, and Whigger boyfriend. And that the FBI all of a sudden decided to investigate a la Gunwalker, their errant informant who went off postal all of a sudden. For years, JT Reddy would show all of his play pretties and supposedly detain immigrants, something you wouldn't be allowed to do in your wildest dreams without immediately being arrested and charged. Now, all of a sudden, the FBI and the ATF announced that their operative had all manner of illegal weaponry. Folks, this is just out of Operation Gunwalker. They've got to go ahead and bring the guns back where they originated, not at gun shows. But it's part of, essentially, the stash of the FBI and the ATF. Now, folks, you've had, during the last year or so, an implosion of the NSM. Jeff Shoup married a, you know, buried an Arab part nigger woman. who had a nigger daughter from a marriage to a previous nigger, and he lied and lied and lied about it for better than 4 years on Stormfront everywhere else. And then when he went ahead and got him some different pussy, this woman went ahead and stole his little loose leaf notebooks and sold to Daryl Lamont Jenkins and the Southern Poverty Law Center. So now you got 1,500 names of tards. What I am impressed by is how few actual white people there are among the Nazis, and how many Mamzers, how many Melungeons, how many Jew boys. And then we go ahead and act surprised, like, well, hey, these Jew boys and these Mamzers aren't acting nicely. Of course they're not acting nicely. They're Jews and Mamzers. They're Whigger traitors. What do you expect of these people? So, I went ahead and wrote back Harold Covington that, you know, he did the best thing he could. Rather than censor me like Steve Elder wanted, like J.T. Reddy wanted, like this Rita Bradley one, although by then he'd gone ahead and been kicked off to where he couldn't control his Facebook page anymore. The best thing to do is just simply allow free speech and let everybody, let the truth come out by whoever wants to go and say it. And since he didn't censor me, he didn't have any control over me, and he didn't have any control over JT Reddy. Does anybody doubt that, you know, while I went ahead and saved a whole bunch of these Facebook pages, and I probably can and will resurrect some of J.T. Reddy's most idiotic poses now that the bastard is dead, does anybody doubt the Southern Poverty Law Center or the FBI or the NSA lack sufficient disk space to go ahead and take a screenshot and save everything that appeared on that Facebook page? Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. Folks, we live in a world where essentially the government can do whatever the hell they want to. There's no rule of law. What I go ahead and say is that since there's no rule of law, let's not pretend there's a rule of law. Let's just get down to killing one another. Now, I've gone ahead and heard, he could be a monster to go ahead and kill a 15-year-old beaner baby. Well, folks, I come from people in South Dakota. Now, most of them arrived well after the Indians were on the reservation, but I've never seen in the old time a white South Dakotan who didn't believe the Custer shouldn't have exterminated every single red nigger there was there, especially red nigger female babies. Folks, we would not have if every single underage mud and Jew female baby was to die tomorrow. In 75 years, we would not have a Jew or nigger or mud problem. There's nothing bad about dead nigger and beaner and kike female babies. There's nothing bad about dead mud and Jew babies. Folks, there's nothing dead about dead Whigger babies. Folks, we're getting to the point is that we're going to have some negative eugenics. We're going to have it in the form of civil war. We're going to have it in the form of great tribulation. So I'm not going to whine like a pussy when Yahweh goes ahead and just like he did, what, over 5,000 years ago, he goes ahead and he flushes the toilet. But this time, we're going to go ahead and kill each other. I don't whine about dead beaner babies just like these posers do. If you're not a white supremacist, then what the fuck are you doing running around pretending to be a Nazi for? Why are you playing at this? Why are you here? If you don't believe in white supremacy, if you don't believe that sneaking beaners sneaking across the border are inferior, that they're nothing more than muds, that they're worthless animals without a soul, then why are you here? What is the point to it? What is the point to it? Why are you doing this sort of thing? Folks, I believe that white people are superior. I believe they're the only ones without souls. I believe that Jews are evil animals that they crawl out of Satan's pee hole. I believe that non-whites are just simply soulless beasts in the field and mams are abominations. I actually believe what I'm saying. Now you hear JT Reddy and Chris Drake and the rest, essentially when they were setting up Beaner, you know, Beaner watering stations. Oh, please, you know, here, just take this water here. You're just suffering so badly here. And, oh, would you mind if I went ahead and called the Border Patrol to go ahead and pick you up? No, we're not going to go ahead and allow any freaking evil maniacs like this Livingston character here. We're not going to go ahead and allow him even go ahead and come along with us. Not even with a James Von Bruin bolt action Winchester single shot 22. We're going to go ahead and run with all this expensive guns and night vision and, you know, goggles and all this. And never mind the fact we don't have any paying jobs. Why, no? Why, we're just doing this on our own dime. Folks, there's something ridiculous about this here. Yes, there's something rotten in Arizona. And I'm sort of glad that it went ahead and flushed itself. When was it? Wednesday or Tuesday afternoon? Folks, I was laughing my head about it. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple minute break and invite Russ to go ahead and call in. And we'll be back in, just a few minutes. Hail victory, folks.
Serious video time. I want to talk about a problem that we have in the United States that's getting really bad. Black people. We have so many of them, and I can't stand them. You lose them in the dark. They eat all your goddamn chicken and everything else that's wrong with them. I think we should have a new plague that gets rid of just black people, because niggers are ridiculous.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, if the wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap. Okay. Okay, folks, there's not any music on the Moomin Turd when it's being recorded live. And the reason there's no music on the Moomin Turd when it's being recorded live, I've gone ahead and listened to the old shows, and they are pathetic. The cell phone doesn't get more than a third of dynamic range. Now, what I do is I go back and I re-engineer the shows. Now, sort of busy this weekend helping somebody move. And in some cases, yesterday, for whatever reason, I was not able to go ahead and get on my actual forum most of the time. But in any case, it looks like someone went ahead and made the point that they, Rutherford did not know JT Reddy. And it looks like Rutherford is not going to go ahead and call in tonight. Okay. What we end up having is you end up having Eskenazi Asswipe go ahead and he was listening. Okay. Well, I will probably get him a half hour. Roxy wants me to go ahead and get old puppy dog. He's wrapped himself around the post a couple times. Did Cousin Debbie get her something to eat?
Yeah, she took some up there for him too.
Good. All right. Anyway, Roxy's telling me how the cow ate the cabbage here. Anyway, where was I?
Tried to eat the cabbage.
Well, I imagine I'll eat the cabbage up there. All right, getting all that. I guess Rutherford, he's decided to go ahead and call it quits for the night, which is what? It's nearly 10 o'clock Rutherford, North Carolina time, which is, stands to reason. All right, folks. What you have in this movement is when you go ahead and you figure out how someone is here. I remember way back in March, before I knew who Brian Real was, he was going ahead and claimed that Felix Dzerzhinsky was a Jew. And I went ahead and said, well, where does it say that? Yes, he was part Tartar. He was imported. But there's no record that he was a Jew. Well, it said it on Talk Show, or it said on Wikipedia. I said, where did on Wikipedia say? And here comes Brian Real. This is why I knew his name was Brian Real, trying to convince me that it said, it used to say something, and then they took it down at Wikipedia. Well, why? Why would that be the case here? And the same thing with JT Reddy. They're trying to go ahead and make a simple case of a quarter Jew criminal who never, ever could tell the truth, who is playing at doing something here, who was always glib, who talked about his love of the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. But yet, here he is on Covington's Facebook page. He certainly does not believe in allowing me to have free speech on Covington's. Oh, please! I thought we're going to have a Northwest homeland! Well, folks, I thought J.T. Reddy lived in Northwest. No, he didn't. He lived in what? Oh, Arizona. He doesn't believe in that. Another crazy cunt. Claudia Chadwick. She lives in Connecticut. She's a tantric flyer. She doesn't believe in free speech. Steve Elder doesn't believe in free speech. Frank Wiggle himself said, he wants to go ahead and, he's getting a petition with all these little tards that signed on at Covington's demanding that you be censored. Well, folks, Steve Elder went ahead and censored somebody on Covington's First Forum who said that Brian Real wasn't white, and he wasn't white. Brian Real believes in censorship. Eli James believes in censorship. They practice censorship. They don't believe in free speech for white people. Alex Linder doesn't believe in free speech for white people. Stormfront doesn't believe in free speech for white people. In fact, what Stormfront is doing is it's going ahead and deleting, just to go ahead and make certain, it's deleting all the JT Reddy posts or hiding them somewhere. They've gone ahead, essentially just went ahead and set the V-Bulletin thing to where every single post by JT Reddy has disappeared. Now, they haven't gone yet to where, from what I hear, JT Reddy, 12 hours or less, 8-9 hours before he went postal, was going ahead and posting on Stormfront. JT Reddy didn't believe in free speech either. Well, folks, if you don't go ahead and believe in free speech for white people, you don't believe that white people should have guns either. I mean, if you find free speech more dangerous than guns, that just goes ahead and shows to believe that, hey, you don't believe that white people should go ahead and say whatever they think. You see, on this show, I allow you to be a retard. I allow you to go ahead and make an ass of yourself. I allow you to say whatever the hell you want to. And, you know, oftentimes when I'm looking at this, I don't go ahead and pay attention to what's actually being said. But essentially, JT Reddy was just nothing more than a liar. Folks, I went ahead and say, I mean the worst of it. The worst of it I'd go ahead and put up. He would have old Dick Giesecke, some faggot from Pennsylvania. He would have all these characters, they come in, and essentially, well, please, Harold, please, Senator Lindstedt. And what happens is you have this one bitch, Rita Bradley. Oh, please, can't you just make me a moderator? I'm going to lose if you don't censor, Marty. And by that time, Covington had been kicked off, so he had no longer had control of the Facebook page. Covington did the smartest thing he could. He essentially let everybody who won join up, and he didn't bother to censor the content on what's supposed to be the overall web page. Now, when JT Reddy would call me a convicted child molester, I'd go ahead. Occasionally, I'd go ahead and post a thread to where the charges had to be dismissed. You see, folks, I don't worry about the loss of rule of law. We don't have rule of law. I look forward to, essentially, this country becoming nothing but a charnel house as Whigger kills Whigger. And there's only, what, less than 10% of the living Whiggers, and not a single Jew, not a single Mamzer, nothing left alive. And then Jesus Christ comes back. Hey, folks, I don't believe in freedom of speech. I believe in letting it run now so that people can go ahead and out themselves. Folks, when I go ahead and get on Eli James's, we go ahead and see how much they believe in freedom of speech. You get on Alex Linder's or Four Fag Thieves, we see how much they believe in freedom of speech. They don't. They're liars. They're hypocrites. And folks, once you go ahead and you determine someone is a liar, why bother listening to anything they say? Do you have nothing better to do with your time, your limited time, which you have to go ahead, most of the cases, have to live as a wage and debt slave? Do you have time to go ahead and sieve through 100% to go ahead and dig out whatever percentage of shit is in there? Or are you just going to go ahead and just pick it all up here? You're going to go ahead and accept, essentially, chocolate-coated raisins. And then go ahead and enjoy the sheep turds. I mean, generally, when a sheep takes a shit here, looks exactly like chocolate-covered raisins. I used to work at the Crowder College, farm. Essentially, when a sheep takes a shit, it looks exactly like them little raisinettes here, chocolate-covered raisins here. And since it's all little lumped in a little bit of chocolate-covered raisin, it doesn't go ahead and have as much air to expose, like pig shit or anything like that. It doesn't stink quite as bad. You can go ahead and accept a bunch of chocolate-covered raisins from Eli James or Finkelschini or Brian Rio or JT Reddy. Well, folks, if you are, have at it. If you want to go ahead and strain out what you find objectionable, the lies out of the chocolate-covered raisins that they're giving you, well, go ahead and go after it. Me, I just go ahead and just don't eat any of these chocolate-covered raisins I get from certain people. And JT Reddy was one of them. No, I enjoyed dicking with JT Reddy and David Wells and all these other retards. I really did. On Covington's Facebook page. But like I explained to Covington, by all means, try to go ahead and get back on Facebook, but essentially this year, you're not going to go ahead and get on. And all these little Jew book corporations, they go through it here. First was Yahoo. Now Yahoo doesn't really bother to censor, your little Yahoo groups. As long as you go ahead and keep them secret, you can have all the little Nazi groups you want. As long as they're secret, they're not public. This talk show, it got taken down because Brian Reel and Eli James, it wasn't so much Eli James, it was Brian Reel. He was interfering in a case of somebody. Him, this other lawyer weasel, he claimed to be his cousin here, was interfering with it. Okay. This show didn't come down until Brian Reel went in and whined like a pussy. Now it's back up. I guess TalkShoe doesn't really care. As far as TalkShoe's concerned, folks, you might as well go ahead and hear what's actually going on in the movement so that the FBI, who's probably listening in, can go ahead and determine how much idiocy, is being soaked in by this bowel movement. Okay. I have R.D. Bradshaw. He worries about why are all these people going ahead and changing Christian identity? Well, they're changing above-ground Christian identity because above-ground Christian identity is nothing more than Mamsers, Jew boys, Zogbots, and Tards. That's all it is. What I went ahead and heard from Chris Drake is, we're not racist. What happened was somebody went ahead and expressed, that's what I heard on the Newskike show last night, and folks, I called in. An old peerless good mamser was not going to let me on while Chris Drake was on. Chris Drake said this was his first and last interview because he couldn't count on doing so lucky. And the answer is that, hey, the Newskike show was essentially a controlled show, which everybody listened to. Ashkenazi Asswipe, everybody listened to. And what I was going to do, I didn't have time. I'm going to go ahead and put the thing up there. I may or may not comment on it. Essentially, listen to it yourself here. The U.S. border guards was not a racist outfit. If you went ahead and said that you were there to go ahead and gut shoot beaners, you'd be kicked off. Of course, that's what JT Reddy, I believe, did. He went ahead and gut shot some, beaners. But here's Chris Drake. I can't believe JT Reddy would do that. Well, folks, why didn't you go ahead and look at what JT Reddy said about the 10-year-old son of Jeff Hall? He'll be jailed for the rest of his life. Here's this character who spent most of his Marine career in the brig. Here's this new Arizona Republic horseshit going ahead and claiming that JT Reddy was a Marine hero? No, folks. Essentially, what JT Reddy got was, pretty well as dishonorable a discharge as you could get without drawing a serious prison sentence. Essentially, this worthless bastard wasn't in the Marines long enough to go ahead and get a serious 20-year sentence or life sentence or something like that. He didn't cut up, he didn't go ahead and take an axe to a whore or anything like that. He essentially got an administrative discharge to where they don't have to go through a court-martial. From what I gather, he did indeed get a sort of court-martial. He was court-martialed twice. But we're not talking about we're talking probably about a field grade court-martial, not a general court-martial. We're not talking about a serious, highest level to where the penalty is death by hanging or a prison sentence of 5 years or greater. We're simply talking about them getting rid of a criminal under less than honorable conditions without having to go ahead and even go through much more than the equivalent of an Article 15 or a University Code of Military Justice. And folks, the UCMJ applies to the Army, applies to the Air Force, applies to the Navy, applies to the Marines. Okay? Essentially, they gave him as dishonorable a discharge as they could give him without having to go ahead and first feed the worthless bastard at Leavenworth for five years or more. They just wanted to get rid of this criminal, and they did so. Going ahead and listening to what this character used to do, this guy was just a predator. That's all he was. I've seen plenty of his kind. Folks, all these criminals, all these mamsers here. Folks, Jeremy Visser, Brian Wright, old Kentucky Chumel Melungeon. Folks, these people act like I've never seen a mamser criminal. I've never seen a criminal before. Folks, I was locked up with them for 3.5 years. Some were insane. Some were not, but pretend to be insane. Folks, criminals don't act unlike criminals here. They're just parasites and predators. And the first people they parasite and predate upon is their families. This character, he went ahead and parasited and he went ahead and lived as a parasite and a predator over this lonely woman who essentially was used to going ahead and being abused by beaners, being abused by men, who was going ahead and raised to essentially be, essentially a beat up toy doll. She was used to being a Gorda, and essentially she found a blonde, blue-eyed Jew, quarter Jew, criminal to be the next Gorda of. And then one day, she decides that she has had enough. She's had enough of abuse from him, for her, for her two beaner daughters, for a beaner grandbaby. And so she goes ahead and calls, and here is this other character, a total whigger, Jim Bob Hyatt, with all the whigger's love, a beaner pussy, and cars, and this and that, and guns, and play acting. And essentially, something goes wrong, and bang, 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 bang. This guy didn't go out killing cartel members. This guy did not go ahead and lay down a stream of suppressing fire. This guy, folks, anybody who keeps their head and has had some military training, especially if you're a Marine, you have some infantry training. In fact, that's about all they are. You end up going ahead and going through basic training. There are idiots who still never learn. But in many cases, you get the training to go ahead and take aimed, spaced shots, not spray and pray. And folks, he didn't do that, did he? No. Just bang, 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 bang. Bang. Okay, and that's the end of that shit. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and look. By the way, about News Guy. Folks, if you go ahead and listen, if he's having a show at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, that's 10 o'clock Brooklyn Time. It's not. It is not 3 o'clock in the morning in Iceland. And what happened is that he went ahead and used his own domestic phone, probably a landline, to go ahead and call Chris Drake. And Chris Drake made it quite clear. But folks, go ahead and listen. I don't hear any special operator needed to go ahead and make a call from Iceland. I don't go ahead and hear anything about, I don't go ahead and hear using a calling card. Essentially, it's just as if he'd gone ahead and just dialed up. Bear here. Now, I could be wrong. But folks, I don't believe that old peerless good man is anything other than a Jew. running around playing a game from Brooklyn, pretend to live in Iceland. Oh, yes, I'm in Iceland. Pizza costs 20 kroner. Folks, generally when he's trying to talk about how he lives in Iceland, I get the feeling that he's dragging out a conversational prop. So like a big old baby grand Steinway piano. And folks, Chris Drake made it quite clear that's going to be his first and his last interview. And folks, I did call in. I did call in while he was still there. Essentially, I was ignored. Now, you end up having this YTI card come in, and essentially this character is just an attention whore who wants to whine like a pussy. That's like most Nimtards. But did show me that he was looking at the chat room. He just had no intention of going ahead and allowing me to ask Chris Drake some questions. And folks, I've had Chris Drake on for a number of hours, and Chris Drake is a nice enough guy. He's probably the best Pierce tar there ever was. But when it comes down to it, essentially he does not want to, folks, can you imagine William Pierce going ahead and spending some of that order money on setting up a bird bath for Beaners? Huh? Please, Mr. Beaner, here's a nice little bird bath here. And we've gone ahead and made a beer bird bath. You can go ahead and drink some of this water, but you can go ahead and put it on your dusky hide here while you sneak across the border. By the way, would you mind if you go ahead and call the U.S. Border Patrol? No need to get your knife out. I mean, maybe you just got tired of walking through the nice hot desert here. And I'll go ahead and give you another quart of water, and I'll give you a bag of tacos if you'll just go ahead and sit here and munch them down here while I call the U.S. Border Patrol. Folks, if you love Beaners, I would think that you'd want more of them to cross the border. And it'd be a whole lot easier if you go ahead and do like liberal wiggers do and just go ahead and open up a Beaner bird bath. Go ahead and just simply put out, go ahead and just move it so the U.S. Border Patrol doesn't go ahead and just swoop down on what you want. Although, from what I gather, Obanga was told them to catch and release. It's catch and release for Beaners. Unless the Beaner has a major, major, major crime against it here. And folks, Beaner criminals have learned that essentially since they look alike, a lot alike here. I had a Beaner at Newton County. He had 5 freaking IDs. And essentially these idiots were, he had the same name as about 100 Beaner criminals, but he had about 5 Beaner IDs. All in just 2 aliases, okay? Well, folks, you can go ahead and claim that I take the JT Ready thing person because JT, dissed me. And yeah, you can say it. Folks, if you're going to go ahead and call me a child molester, I will take it personally and I will go ahead and look forward to making you eat your testicles. All right? Folks, when I went ahead and heard that JT Ready had gone ahead, I was hilarious. I loved it. I loved this quarter Jew Mischling going ahead and shooting its mud shark girlfriend, her Beaner daughter, and her baby Beaner Grand Niglet, 15 months old, and essentially, because it was just a total coward. I just loved hearing that. I love hearing that. Folks, I would laugh my head off. I would laugh my head off when old JT, that's what I was doing over on Eli James' show. Signed on as Finkelschini, and then Eli said, I like that name even if you're Linstead. So I went ahead and said, what are you going to do about Steve Elder? You've heard about JT Ready. What happened to Steve Elder? He's doing the same thing. He's running around talking about how many guns he got, and he's going ahead and making, threats. I mean, he's pulled the same thing JT Ready did before he went postal. Well, I need to go ahead and talk to Steve. I've talked to Steve about it. He's promised to go ahead and behave. I says, is he going to behave? And then essentially, see, I didn't mean to go ahead and log on to Finkelschini. I'm logged on to Finkelschini right now. Deceiving number 2. So essentially, I hadn't gone ahead and logged on as Dick Reltney because of Dick Reltney. I was listening to the Finkelschini show. And therefore, I couldn't go ahead and using, you know, essentially, in order to go ahead and save with a time date, you need to have either Internet Explorer, which sucks, or you need to use, Mozilla. Now, I go ahead and do the cruising with, I go ahead and do the spamming with Google Chrome on Toshiba number 2. So what happens, I went ahead and logged off as Finkelschini and went ahead and saved the chat, then logged off real quick and logged on, logged back on as guest number 10. You know, here he comes here. And essentially, for a while, I go ahead and as Toshiba number 2, because I'm not really going ahead and bothering Finkelschini because essentially, tonight I'm going to go ahead and harass Elier here because essentially they have the one who's most like JT Reddy, a.k.a. Steve Elder. Now, Steve Elder's a liar. He goes ahead and, which is it? Is he lying to Harold Covington because Harold Covington insists on the real names of whoever he deals with? Because old Dan Johns went ahead and called him Comrade Steve? Well, Steve Elder is his real name. And, here's old Elder trying to go ahead and convince people his real name ain't Elder. They don't live with his wife, Hilda. That she don't work for Zog. Essentially, when I was trolling, I was trying my best to go ahead and essentially goad Steve Elder to claiming that he would go ahead and go postal if his wife went ahead and lost her job. But, folks, here's a question here. How in the world is anybody able to go ahead and buy $1,000 guns, $1,200 guns, $1,600 guns, and all these here other little goodies? There's no such thing as them being built on a tree. How are they able to go ahead and buy this stuff? Answer? Well, somebody must be giving them these guns, so they're like Brian Reel. These people... Folks, Brian Reel got kicked out of ROTC. For my guy, he probably shouldn't have a gun. JT Reddy, less than honorable discharge. A bad conduct discharge is not an honorable discharge. Huh? It's not a general discharge, which turns to honorable after 6 months. Okay? So what is it? What is it? Answer, it's a dishonorable discharge. Well, according to what I remember, back when I used to buy guns in the 80s and 90s, used to be is that they fill out this little yellow FFL sheet here. Were you in the military? Were discharged under less than honorable conditions? Well, yeah. Yeah. You say yes, and you're not going to go ahead and be able to buy that gun. So JT Reddy, where did he get the money to go ahead and buy this? He hadn't had a job for what? Oh? 6 months? A year? Folks, I found out that Steve Elder hadn't had a job back in June of last year. Thanks to Covington's Facebook page. I went ahead and found out that he hadn't had a job for 2.5 years. Steve Elder hadn't. He was a general contractor, but he sounded like he was a gopher. Folks, these characters cannot keep jobs. Can you imagine somebody like Brian Reel? Someone like Brian Reel working at the Hertz Rent-A-Car. Can you go ahead and imagine someone like JT Reddy working at the AutoZone? Can you imagine somebody like Steve Elder going ahead and working as a gopher for a construction company when there is no construction jobs here because of the housing depression? I can't. What happens is neither could the owners of the local Hertz rent-a-car, neither could this Phoenix AutoZone dealer either. So where do they get the money? Where do they get the guns? Answer? I have a pretty good idea. Folks, what you end up seeing is I think that JT Reddy was essentially the new Hal Turner. He was the domestic side of Operation Fast and Furious. He was very much, essentially somebody who would go ahead and be given a gun, and now the idiot's gone postal, and what are we going to do about this? And people are going ahead, and folks, the mainstream media is not making a big deal of this. Why not? Answer. What if you have a Fast and Furious? You went ahead and gave it to a quarter Jew, Michelin, who's pretending to be a racist Nazi, but who essentially is shacked up with a mud shark Gorda, or perhaps a part Beaneris, who has essentially two daughters who look like total mud sharks, now has a granddaughter, 15-year-old granddaughter, and then her wigger boyfriend who don't mind mud sharking either, don't mind inverse male telegony. He's humping one of them. He used to go ahead and go out on border patrol. By the way, it's not racist here. And essentially, here is your little Hal Turner. And he's gone ahead. Essentially, his mud shark Gorda has asked him to vacate the premise because she's tired of being beat on, tired of being slapped on, tired of being hit on, tired of being essentially given a hard time. And what happens, he goes ahead and goes over the edge, because he never was, you know, anything other than a criminal and parasite. He goes ahead and shoots mama, and then shoots the daughter, who used to be, by the way, his treasurer for a day of his sheriff's campaign. He goes ahead and shoots the baby in the head, the Beaner baby in the head. And folks, I don't give a shit. You can shoot all the damn Beaners he wants here. I don't give a crap. And then he goes ahead, and here's the humper who used to go with him here. And the question of it is whether or not they went ahead and had a suicide pact, or essentially he goes ahead and shoots a stupid wigger too. And then being a total coward, he goes ahead and pulls a gun on himself. So here you are. You've gone ahead and tried to arrange an Operation Fast and Furious domestically, just like you did, give it to the Beaner things here. Folks, I can go ahead and see, just like Oklahoma City, I can go ahead and see other places to where, hey, we need to go ahead and pick up all these guns here. We need to go ahead and pick up these grenades they used to go ahead and give in order to find tards like Jeffrey Harbin, who just got 5 years, who essentially said, I ain't going to do a trial, but I'm just going to go ahead and do 5 years for having illegal weaponry. We're going to go ahead and say that since he's dead, we can go ahead and simply say, well, he got them from somewhere, without asking where he got them from. Yeah, folks, I can see that. Folks, it's called Occam's Razor. The simplest explanation is the easiest. You have a quarter Jew, Michelin retard, predator and a parasite, who goes schizoid, who's gone ahead and been the new Hal Turner. And essentially, unlike Hal Turner, we don't got to go ahead and keep him from running his mouth anymore because, well, he's dead. But we do got to go ahead and make sure these guns, which we want to go ahead and do domestically in order to blame gun shows for, in order to disarm the American people, well, yeah. And then you end up having these retards come up with LSD schemes to where, oh, JT Ready, Marine Hero. Folks, I knew the real JT Reddy. He was a piece of shit. He was a piece of dirty Jew shit. Occasionally, go ahead and go with Finkelschini Zogbots here. And I said, oh, well, you can go ahead and test a Jew boy like you and go to another Jew boy and load up shit about how I'm a Jew boy. Like old Victor Switzer. The Samuelsons were Jews. Why, they lived in the Lone Prairie of Central and West River, South Dakota. You know, I mean, hell, heck, it's just like Tel Aviv there. Well, no. Folks, J.T. Ray was a lying Jew piece of shit. I think he was the next Hal Turner. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Hail victory, folks.
Remember how we laughed.
Okay, folks, I was out there making sure my little puppy dog was brought in so he wouldn't be eaten by Koreans or coyotes, although we don't have very many Koreans. We have a few gooks here in Granby. I don't know where the hell they come from. I'm not sure if they're Koreans or not. But we do have coyotes running around here, especially in the overgrown lots back here. You have a patch of wood on Cobb Hill. And, 50, 60 years ago, it was lead mining territory, but it's been grown over since here and covered with trees and undergrowth. So you end up having deer and possums and, coyotes and a bunch of other stuff here. So I might have brought puppy dog in. Now, folks, someone's talking about the Secret Service. They came and visited me on April 14th of last year. And essentially it was thanks to Brian Rio and Eli James. They came up with a big cock and bull story about I was going to shoot the nigger. And essentially I went ahead and talked to them. They lied to me. And folks, I haven't really appreciated the lie until about 2 weeks ago. When I asked for identification, one of them, he wrote his name on there. And then when I kept on insisting, hey, look. If you're not even going to tell me who you are, how do I even know you Secret Service people? Go ahead and show me your ID. And he went ahead and showed me a card and said, Sullivan. And I said, I thought you said your name was Allegener and the other one was named Og. He said, that's my boss. And I sort of thought that was his boss in Springfield. Turns out that Sullivan's the name of the entire head of the Secret Service here. I found that out here when all the whores were bitching about the Secret Service running around and doing that. So, essentially, they lied to me, but I knew they'd lied to me here, and I didn't bother lying to them. I just pretty well told them I was suing the nigger. They kept on insisting. They wanted to come in the house, and I said, no, you're not going to go in the house. They wanted to know if I had guns. I said, that's really none of your concern. Essentially, your jurisdiction's ended. I told you I have no intention of shooting the precious nigger. It was Brian Rio and Eli James and maybe old Mumps Nuts Liability Clues that's out here. Well, and essentially, they looked at each other and said, well, we're not going to say you said that. I said, yeah, essentially, all you bastards are going to do is just lie to me, but if I lie to you, you're going to go ahead and send me to prison or whatever here or make up shit here. I really ought to talk to you worthless bastards, but hey, look, folks, yeah, I'm suing your precious nigger. I mean, essentially, I'd gone up there 2 weeks previously and found out that because I'm a quote white supremacist, I'm not allowed to run for United States Senator, and I'm not allowed to run for governor of Missouri, even though a fucking nigger who can't even show that he's a citizen of this country, and he was spawned, squeezed out in Kenya, and then went here by Indonesia. Essentially, a foreign-born nigger is allowed to become president of the United States, and I'm not allowed to be a United States senator or governor of Missouri or sheriff of Newton County because I'm a, quote, white supremacist, and I'm a real one, not like J.T. Reddy. So essentially they came there, I think they assumed I was a nut, what I mean? They were sort of asking why I didn't move to Canada or Mexico or New Zealand, and I said, Canada's more fucked up than this place is, and Mexico's moving to this place, this country, and New Zealand, I mean, why the hell do I have to move anywhere here? I have a better idea. Why don't we just have a civil war? Why don't we just have a civil war, and let's just kill each other until whatever few people remain are able to go ahead and get along together. That's my solution here. Essentially, I was visited by the Secret Service because Brian Rio and Eli James went ahead and pretty well went whining to me about what a big maniac I was, the Secret Service and the FBI and the BATF and the U.S. Marshals Service. And in the case of Brian Rio, to Lake County, Ohio Sheriff's Department about how I was stalking the poor bastard, and he got so hurt over episode number 46 of the Movement 30, even though the cocksucker called in, here. And he'd gone ahead and goaded John Britton into yelling at him here, and then me and Russ Walker went ahead and looked at it and said, the little bastard went ahead and, he outsmarted you, John. So after that, I had to get John to agree that if he showed on the show and he got all hot and bothered by Visser or Brian Real or any of these other cocksuckers, essentially I'd mute him before he could go ahead and yell and scream about shooting people, you know. I mean, if Brian Real did go up to Idaho and John Britton found out he was in the neighborhood, I mean, it served Brian Real right, whatever he gets. But essentially, he's not going to go ahead and go all the way to Ohio just to plug another little shitskin. I mean, there's millions of little cocksuckers running around just like him, you know. And what I'm hoping, I mean, it's a shame that Russ went ahead and went to bed here. Me and Russ have had a debate. I have believed that Brian Real is going to go ahead and be, oh, one of the nimtards or whatever is just going to go ahead and knock him over the head and shove him into a car. And, oh, you know, pretty well a month later he'll be found with either Cousin Ray, the lawyer's genitals, or his own genitals in his mouth and dumpster, and the pelts will be go ahead and be neatly dried here and stretched out here a year or so later, and maybe we'll go ahead and have a video, a digital tape here, you know, recording here of Brian Real's last squeals here, you know. I like thinking about stuff like that here. Just like what I heard about JT Reddy. I think I laughed for 10 minutes. I mean, tears were pouring out of my eyes. It couldn't happen to a more deserving, worthless Jew boy. But oh well. So where was I? Anyway, no, I mean, not, you know, that, I got, I mean, you know, shoot, you go ahead and, hell, even, you know, even Russ Walker, why, you know, Brian Real's trying to set the Lake County, Ohio Sheriff's Department on because old Brian Real accused Russ Walker of setting some some aluminum siding company or people on Brian Real, you know, and harassing them with telephone calls or something like that. But anyway, where was I here? Well, in any case, folks, Brian Real was here. Pretty well, that's the thing. And folks, all this crap here, I have it on whitenationalist.org or StumbleIn or a number of other places here. Folks, if I have time, I'll go ahead and put cross links and stuff like that in it. Yesterday, I was having trouble getting on whitenationalist.org. So, since I didn't post a bunch of stuff here. But, folks, why do you think this thing is, you know, it was listed once on MSNBC. It is not listed big time in the mainstream media. It was not listed on the national news. And I thought it was because there's more and more violence going on to where, let's say about a decade ago, racist nut goes ahead and kills, you know, Mudshark girlfriend and her beater daughter and granddaughter and the Whigger boyfriend that's tapping the beater, you know, the Mudshark's beater daughter, and then he goes ahead and shoots himself. I mean, essentially, this shit would normally even be, it should be big. It should be bigger than what it is. But the reason it's not is I think it's just an FBI fast and furious, domestic fast and furious. You know, same thing they do with the guns to the drug cartels. You know, the shit's coming out. And essentially, they're trying to go ahead and cover it. They're trying to go ahead and not make a big deal of it. Essentially, this was, I think JT Reddy was a domestic fast and furious analog. And essentially, that's why they went ahead and closed the thing. Well, we see some chemicals. You know. Well, folks, I don't know, in Arizona, I didn't know that JT Reddy was the sort of character who would go ahead and save gray water. Me, I go ahead and save, well, I save rainwater in these, tanks here. And as a result, I have the minimum possible both water and sewer bill. You know, my water bill is only $10 a month. It's been that way for the last year or so. But, you know, folks, J.T. Ray didn't seem like the sort of character who would conserve anything. Certainly not gray water. I mean, some cases, if it has bleach in it, I'll go ahead and use it to flush the toilet. If it doesn't have bleach in it here, it has phosphorus, I'll go ahead and put it on the asparagus patch or, you know, on the compost pile or something like that here. And I'm thinking of going ahead and buying the 100-foot hose and a 3-foot wide compost, get me a 3-foot wide compost patch. So I'll go ahead and have me some naturally heated water. And if I can figure out how to go ahead and make methane out of it here, and maybe I'll go ahead and get me a tank like this frog did and run the geo on it. You know what I mean? Run that little 2.5-cylinder geo on, this composted methane or something like that here. But, just have one of these here little tanks on top here like this frog did on YouTube. Anyway, folks, anybody wants to go ahead and call in, SYG or a lot. I don't know what SYG law is here. Stand your ground here. Folks, you end up having a bunch of crap about stand your ground. Folks, there's a reason that essentially I think the United States Supreme Court finally ruled a couple of years ago in Heller versus the rest. And the answer of it is that essentially some Uyghurs are not going to go ahead and turn in their guns just because niggers want to run wild. Now, they're talking about reevaluating it, but they're not. And besides, it's not really a standard ground law. You end up having a Jew boy, a Jew beaner, going ahead, who was a neighborhood watch character in a gated neighborhood, confronting a nigger ute. And the nigger ute went ahead, doubled back, and then snuck up on the little beaner and started beating the dog shit out of him. And the little beaner went ahead, the little beaner Jew went ahead, pulled the gun and killed the little nigger, killed the big old nigger boy. Folks, that's not stand your ground. That's just simply defend yourself against feral niggers. It really doesn't matter. Now, what gets me is you got old Alan Dershowitz, he's a Jew boy. He doesn't believe that beaner Jews should go ahead and be held to account for shooting niggers who are going through the gated community. I mean, shoot, if you end up having your guards be liable for manslaughter or murder, well, hell, the niggers are going to be running wild through your gated Jew community. You might even have white boys going in running through your gated community. Can't have that shit. Can't have that shit. It's sort of like the Obamacare. White people going ahead and cutting off a $500 billion, now soon to be $1 trillion, in order to carry it out here, and essentially $17 trillion in unfunded liabilities on states and the governments that they can't even make in order to go ahead and buy health care for niggers and boners. How the hell is that going to happen here? It's sort of like my campaign for sheriff. I have not heard a single thing from the Department of Revenue. Why not? Well, like I went ahead and wrote, if you want to go ahead and tie together running for public office and paying taxes, that's fine. Go ahead and kick me off. I'll go ahead and, make a constitutional law. I got $350. I'll go ahead and file it. In the meanwhile, everybody else you want to kick off will not be allowed to be kicked off. And as a result, if you want to go ahead and combine running for office and paying taxes, well, folks, let's say you don't want to run for sheriff. Does that mean you don't have to pay taxes? Fine by me. I have said several times that Aryan Nations versus Obongo went ahead and said that since white supremacists are not allowed to run and white voters are not allowed to run for white supremacists, therefore if you're a white supremacist or even just a white racist voter, you have absolutely no representation. And therefore, under the theory under which this regime has been founded, you have absolutely no responsibility to pay taxes or obey Zog laws, state or federal. Fine by me. Folks, unlike JT Reddy and the rest of these clowns, all I've been doing is just writing up shit here. I've been going ahead and suing the nigger, and I've been losing. But I've been losing deliberately, folks. You don't seem to realize is that I like, you know, I don't have a plan like all these other chicken heads running around and around and around. We're going to have a white republic, like it says on the White Voice. We're going to have a white republic. Okay, how are you going to get there from here? Oh, I don't know. I know what we're going to do. The Jews are successful. The Jews are successful because they whine like pussies about the Holocaust. Let's go ahead and whine like pussies for the white Holocaust. Oh? So are the Jews and niggers going to go ahead and pay attention to whining pussies about the Holocaust, you know, Aryan Holocaust? That's a plan? Of all the people who talk about white republic, Harold Covington is the only one I've even seen who actually talks a little bit about bringing it into existence. And his plan essentially is to get 1,000 warlords to go ahead and build, to work together in unison, even though in our bowel moment you can't get more than 5 people, that many together, really more than 3 people together, without at least one of them trying to kill the other. You're going to get 1,000, you're going to get 100, you're going to get 50, you're going to get a dozen, maybe together. Well, Covington may get a dozen people together. He might. Maybe get 50. I don't see 500. I don't see 100. I don't see 500. I don't see 1,000. And if you end up having people like Steve Elder, essentially running around, you know, I mean, here he is, a Jew boy, shitting out his asshole because he has Crohn's or sliced Jew ass cancer. Oh, by the way, Linder was calling J.T. Reddy a Christian identity tard. You get that? Okay, old Linder thinks that old J.T. Reddy is Christian identity. He's hanging around these tards. Well, yes, he's hanging around people like Steve Elder, Jew boys, who got crows, just like you, Alex Linder. Alex Linder, oh, Jimmy, I live on less than $500 a month. Granny's dead, but I still live in her basement. Trader Glenn Miller has not been generous. He only gives me $50. Oh, Alex Linder is convinced that J.T. Reddy is Christian identity. He's actually saying that stupid shit. I did go ahead. I mean, some of the stupid crap. Every so often, the bowel movement goes ahead. It'll go for weeks, months, without anything to say. 2 weeks ago, we were condemned to the University of Alex Linder by St. Corncob of Dork and Rutherford going to New Zealand and juicing a sheep. Now, I found out the Rustler didn't take the Jack LaLanne juicer with him. He used a different current. Nor did he go ahead and juice a sheep at all. He thinks that sheep are beautiful creatures. And for my gear, I don't think he juiced an emu or a wombat or a wallaby either here. And he didn't go ahead and rent a juicer. So I guess he went for about 2 weeks juice-free here. You know, nothing to juice. I mean, he probably was just trembling in anticipation about getting to juice something, but he didn't get to juice it anyway. Okay? So, well, folks, this is what this show is about. It's me talking. Okay? Anyway, so, anyway, here. I really don't see what, you know, Mark's trying to accomplish. I don't know. I'm trying to just simply say, and folks, we end up having quite a few people listening to J.T. Reddy being the new Hal Turner. And he was. What did Hal Turner accomplish? I don't think Hal Turner managed to go ahead and send anybody to prison other than himself. Okay? If he is smart, but he ain't smart here. Okay. Well, folks, we don't have free speech. That's my point here. People don't seem to understand is that I don't have a plan. My plan essentially involves telling people about this bowel movement of ours here. You know, I mean, the Italians, they call the Costa Nostra, our little thing. Well, for Uyghur supremacists and wannabe CI nut jobs and the rest here, the bowel movement is our little thing. Phil Covington once said is that it's more addictive than crack cocaine. And it is. It really is. It is more addictive than crack cocaine. I can't imagine. I can't imagine anybody in this movement going ahead and putting up with the shit people and the shit deeds and the shit thinking that we do and keeping on running around and eating up this shit as stupid Quakers. Now, I can understand Jew boys, like, you know, Jew boys and Melungeons, like Jeremy Visser and Brian Rio and the rest of them, because, folks, they want to go ahead and get in. They still want to be white, but more in the fact they want to go ahead, essentially, and make some meaning to their lives by going ahead and destroying, essentially, a movement that has not got off the ground, will never get off the ground. That's pretty well decaying. Now, what's my plan? My plan is going ahead and telling you about these critters in the bowel movement who are so cowardly, so stupid, so idiotic, so imbecilic, that the best thing you could do is simply get over it. Get over being addicted to our little thing and just walk away from it. Rather than going ahead and buying a flashy gun, you should go ahead and buy you a bolt gun. Buy your old Russian, Moisen Nagant. Maybe going ahead and spending $100 or two to go ahead and buy a 308 barrel for it or something. Or a 30-06 barrel for it or whatever. Going ahead, essentially, and buying you some wheat. Buying you some rice, buying you some bulk food, putting in an old refrigerator, putting some carbon dioxide on top of it, and staying away from our wonderful bowel movement. Not going ahead and setting up, oh, I really like beaners. What happens is I want to go ahead and put out a bird bath for beaners who are crossing the border. I'm not going to let you go in if you want to talk about killing beaners. Well, folks, JT Ray didn't talk about killing beaners. Of course, on the other hand, he's killed three or four more than I have. Anyway, there is no free speech here. How do you count for the quick response? Essentially, what happens is that they heard over the freaking radio, or the cops went ahead and told them that their little fast and furious tard had just gone ahead and chimped out and shot the mud shark, shot the mud shark's daughter, shot the mud shark's grandbaby, shot the mud shark's daughter's Uyghur humper, and now it shot himself. Oh, FBI, BATF, you want to go ahead and take care of them grenades? You want to go ahead and take care of them bombs? You want to take care of all this munition for your domestic Fast and Furious? That seems to me the simplest reason as to why they went ahead and went in there, folks. That seems the smartest reason. Folks, when some retard goes ahead, some nutball, goes ahead and shoots his girlfriend, her daughter, I mean, folks, this was about the closest thing to it was Kurt Maynard 2 years ago, a little bit over 2 years ago. Folks, did you hear anything about Kurt Maynard and the Department of Homeland Security go on after Kurt Maynard. Now, of course, he shot himself with his SKS. I have my doubts about that. But, you know, folks, Kurt Maynard went ahead and essentially said that Corn Cob was an agent provocateur. Linder's an agent provocateur. Mike the Kite Delaney and his little Turkish or Jew sidekick quest, you know, sidekick quest slash Kaplan were Jews and were Zogbots. That's pretty well what, you know, spelt an end to PastorLinstead.org, thanks to Mike Delaney and Brian Real. But folks, I don't hear anything about how essentially after old Kurt Maynard shot his beaner, you know, his beaner bitch wife, her boyfriend, one of the boyfriend's beaner daughters, and themself, I didn't hear anything about the FBI or anybody else getting involved. Anybody out, the Department of Dogland Insecurity. Essentially what happens is stupid Wigger who wanted to go ahead and get some beaner pussy and got screwed over by this beaner bitch, went ahead and slipped out, shot the bitch, and, you know, whatever other beaners he could except for his own little beaner kids. And essentially that's not a matter for the FBI or the Bureau of Dogland Insecurity or anything like that. This is just Wigger Tard going ahead and flipping out. Essentially, he went ahead and he paid the price for, well, inverse male telegamy. He went ahead and paid. And folks, Kurt Maynard at least admitted that he was wrong to do this here. You know what I mean? Well, folks, if you look at Zimmerman's MySpace, essentially his mother was Peruvian. You know what I mean? Linder said he would call in. Well, call in, Alex Linder. Yeah. Okay, folks, I'm looking at this thing. Okay, folks, I've gone ahead and gone to the, you know, end here, folks. One thing I've noticed in the over 2 years I've done the Movement Turd since February 7th of 2010, I used to believe that there were, what, 150 million Wiggers and 140 million MUDs or so. I used to believe it was only half Wigger. But when you go ahead and you're like me, you go ahead and you turn off the sound and you're looking at the news, the local news, the national news, whatever, you go ahead and you look. And you go ahead and see that blue-eyed people are less and less and less common here. And that even these characters who are, blonde, what happens is that they have burnt cork eyes, burnt cork-colored eyes, black eyes, with yellow, you know, circled here. And what happens, they have brown skins. They're bottle blondes. What you see is you see fewer and fewer and fewer Wiggers. And folks, that is especially the case when you go ahead and you hang around, I mean, this JT Reddy and the rest of the Tards, you go ahead and look at pictures of it. I remember old C.I. Skinbird, a.k.a. Cynthia Keith. She went ahead and threatened, you know, challenged me to a duel. I told her, okay, Cindy, it's like this. Just like Mumps Nuts, Liability Clueless, Brian Real and the rest here, Brian Wright, whatever. You don't get to go ahead and make the challenge, and you don't get to go ahead. If you make the challenge, you don't get to decide the weapons or the ground. As a challenge party, I do. So, old Cynthia, old Opal, in the house across the street, she has an old 1920s era Maytag. I'm going to go ahead and challenge you to tit ringing at zero paces. You go first. Old Cynthia, she went ahead and she whined and whined and whined about how that was unfair here. She said, well, at least meet me in Springfield. I said, I don't think I can go ahead and get the washing machine with the tit ringer into the Geo Metro. You don't have to come down here for the ringing. And what happens, you went ahead and took a picture of her, and here she was, a definite Anglo-Mestizos, with tattoos every place. She had tattoos every place, and she'd hang around Eli James and the rest. And by the way, the NFM has imploded. Jeff Shoup, race mixer. Everything he said was a lie about essentially who he married and her nigger daughter. By the way, if you go ahead and click it here, this guy named Rocky Suhaya is essentially trying to get people into the American Nazi Party. By the way, Eli James. What? Last year? Back in August? Here he was at the NSM in West Allis. Wisconsin? West Allis, Wisconsin. A big major suburb of Milwaukee. Here's Eli James. Running around, pretending to be a Christian identity pastor among all these Jews. Well, ain't that special? Isn't that sweet? So, folks, yes, guest number 19, we have access to the truth, but we also have access to the same old lies. As someone who's been on the internet since 1995, I used to see these little memes go chase each other like a mad cow with its tail, shit-encrusted tail in its teeth, go ahead and chase each other all the time. You see it all the time. Okay? Well, yeah, you end up having more and more and more mamzers here. Now, I know this old Kennewick man, he's bitching about essentially old news guy or news kike going ahead and showing me politeness and I've shit on him or something like that here, folks. Last night, news guy wanted to have an interview with Chris Drake, and Chris Drake didn't want to go ahead and give any more interviews after that. And news guy would not go ahead and pick up my call. He didn't want me to go ahead and confront Chris Drake about his buddy, JT? Ready? He didn't want that to happen. Okay, well, no problem. No problem. Folks, I'm not scared of going ahead. I can be wrong, but I'm not lying. I'm not telling any deliberate lies. Folks, my program is essentially not to have any program. The only program that I urge those of you who are white who are listening is, insofar as possible, get out of this movement. What you need to do is just like a good captain of your own destiny. Is you need to go ahead and determine who you're going to take with you. Because times are going to get very, very, very rough very, very, very soon. Who are you going to take with you? And that's what you need to do, is that you need to get close to Yahweh. Let's say you're a mamzer. Let's say you're not white. You're not pure white. Is it good that you go ahead and get into the movement and tell white people what to do? And run around and censor them or cause trouble for them? Or rather, to go ahead, essentially, and determine, just like a white family would do, as to which of their own should be carried through the winter, should be carried through the time that is coming very, very soon. In many cases, folks, you are your own cattle. You are your own keepers. Zog can do whatever the hell they want to. That's why I told Harold Covington, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what is going on. What happened in Facebook? JT Reddy and Steve Elder and the rest of these clowns wanting to censor people, wanting to go ahead and talk about how, I used to laugh. Here's old JT Reddy. He went ahead and recruited this guy named Jeffrey Harbum, FSO Jeffrey gets found out with some explosives that are illegal. Sort of like the ones that supposedly they found in JT Reddy's house here, or his Mudshark's house here. It wasn't like he was going to go ahead and use them. Well, hell, he loves beers. He's going to go ahead and set up a beer bird bath. So what's he using them for? Well, answer, to catch tards, maybe. To go ahead and make friends and go ahead and find some wigger, like, some dumbass wigger. Worried about the beaners. Well, folks, time to go ahead and leave Arizona. I don't see why anybody, folks, it used to be a joke in South Dakota, is that rich West River ranchers, the ones that were rich would retire to Southern California, the ones that were poor would retire to Phoenix. My aunt retired to Scottsdale or something like that here. She didn't have a lot of money. She was just a Linstead, and essentially the husband that she married was a worthless piece of shit who left her with two children, so she went ahead. She didn't want to marry a Swedish. She didn't want to go ahead and marry a third or fourth generation Swedish farmer. She didn't even want to marry a Norwegian. Of course, the hybrid niggers and the rest here were not, fit. So she went ahead and married a frog of some sort. Moved to Arizona. Essentially he took her to Arizona. Abandoned her. Left her with two kids. And essentially she lived in, Scottsdale or something like that. Around Phoenix. It was a bedroom community at the time. Now I think it's a major city of over a couple hundred thousand in its own right. Something like that here. So I guess you could say she was a poor South Dakotan. And, way back, when was it here? Way back, I think in the 80s or so, I went ahead and visited my first cousin, Brian. B-R-I-A-N. And essentially, here he was, without pussy, without children, living in a junkyard, proud of essentially shooting off his Uzi or whatever, some sort of rapid-fire, semi-automatic gun, based upon, some major semi-automatic submachine gun at Beaners. Who would steal his junk? And I was thinking, why do you live like this? Why do you live in a city surrounded by thieving beaners, worrying about keeping your shit intact here? Why do you do this stupid shit? But on the other hand, I sort of thought he was a tard. He probably thought I was a hick. So in any case, we went ahead, and I forget what the deal was here. But I think I see it was sometime in the 80s or so. Maybe the 90s. I think I remember. I think it was 1989 when I was driving a truck. I parked it at a truck stop in Phoenix, and I went ahead and visited my cousin Brian. He went and picked me up at the truck stop. That's when it was, 1989, I believe. Might have been 1990, but probably wasn't. It was on a trip to California. I think I was carrying something or another here. Well, folks, if you live in a place like Arizona, just let the beaners have it, just like they've got in California, just like they're getting Texas and Florida. Time to go ahead and say the hell with it. Time to go ahead and say the hell with it. What's the point? Now, I ain't saying that if you move to the Northwest, you need to go ahead and be buddies with Harold Covington. If you don't like him, you don't need to talk to him. You don't. But, folks, certain places like California are long gone. Places like Texas, long gone. Hell, there's places like Kansas City and St. Louis. I just assume disconnect from the state of Missouri. Let them go their own way. Well, folks in this movement, it doesn't make sense to claim to be a white supremacist, claim to be a Nazi, claim to be with the National Socialist Movement, and essentially run a birdbath for beaners, running around with, well, guns that you don't know how to shoot, can't afford to shoot, running around trapping retards. Folks, I'm impressed that old Jim Von Braun killed 1,000 times more niggers by not firing a shot, I believe, than Trader Glenn Miller with a trailer full of explosives and automatic weapons in Ozark, Missouri, ever managed to hurt at all. Here you have them on VNNF, Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill and the rest talk about how brave they are, how badass they are. And essentially, anybody who goes and associates with them might very well end up in prison. You need to stay away from such people. And you need to go ahead and think about what you're going to do. And what you're going to do is try to save yourself and try to save those members of your family that are worth saving. And you quietly go about doing that. That's what you do. You don't join the NSM. Unless you just simply got to go ahead and give money to run around in uniform with a race-mixing liar and probable Zogbot. What's the point to that? Folks, do something smart. Save your life. I'm not going to urge Christian identity upon you. Because it's Christ that determines whether or not you are going to hear Christ's call. You might be an Israelite of pure, of pure race, but folks, unless Christ calls you, you cannot hear and understand and appreciate. This show, The Movement Turd, is to go ahead and warn people off. Warn people off. Not run around after the Jew boy ran out of the barn after shooting the beaners, urged you back into the same old burning barn where essentially things turned to shit real quick. You don't need it. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take that, I'm glad to hear that he's fading old and sick here. You know what I mean? Well, he should. He should have emphysema here. You can't go ahead and infect his liver here. I mean, Anglum Caesar like that here must have a cast iron liver, all the drinking he's been doing all over the years, the drunken rat. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Hail victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps-nutted, niglet-niece molesting sack of shit with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit and a 150-pound sack, who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clunt Downey and a little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Phoebes here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm asked, I'm like, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Hornier than Kunta Kinte at a Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Manzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I had picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them Fruit Loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger rubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and flat duke eyes. Name was Brian.
The coon tag is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the niglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my niglet nieces come up to me and start steaming my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Massa Tom. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance, and then she told me to shush. I guess she confessed my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang, it's so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leticia drives me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. So Leticia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is jackhammering Eli or Jason, doo-doo hole with Ron Dart, as Dickie Barrett gives birth to something resembling a siskin dugong with a wet manjana and a 3-inch lady stick, well, 2 nickel bags, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mom's stuff in Coontang, Coontown, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. There so it passed when I went to a special agent in charges. There I was browsing through the latest issue of STLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of the milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need a wide-eyed gopher when your mouth starts expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimya grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying.
Folks, we're back, and I was looking at the chat, Folks, I don't think I'm going to get to ever interview Eric Holder. I don't think I'm going to go ahead and ever get to interview Al Sharpton. I don't think I'm ever going to go ahead and get to interview Alex Linder. Folks, Alex Linder does not like me. I don't much care for Alex Linder. Alex Linder, I think, is a Jew chicken shit. Now, Joe Pennsylvania was saying they sometimes think Christianity was a set to go ahead and offer mixed race. And folks, it definitely was in the case of the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church essentially was the Baal priest religion of Sibylle, set up by the Hittites. Now, I remember someone saying, well, I don't know if I believe this thing about Khazars being Jews or something like that. Folks, they've gone ahead. I'm reading this book called Jerusalem by, I guess it was some Jew boy. He talks about the history of Jerusalem from Canaanite times before David. And you go ahead and read about how Melchizedek, and there is some claim in the Worldwide Church God is that Melchizedek was Jesus Christ, but the dual seedliners believe that Melchizedek was actually Shem. Now, there's differences between the Worldwide Church of God belief, between Manetho, who was an Egyptian priest who lived in 300 some BC, and essentially, the dual seedliners. I was reading a good deal of Herman Hayes' Compendium of World History. But where did the Khazars come from? The Khazars came from these people called the Hittites, who were, quote, Canaanites. They were Canaanites who essentially lived in central Turkey. That's why Jeremy Visser has a, quote, Anatolian bump. He has Jew blood in him, but that Anatolian bump is from the Hittites, a.k.a. who became the Khazars. And folks, the Hittites were not any more lovable people 1200 B.C. than the Khazars were in 900 A.D. And folks, you go ahead and you hear about Tantalus, who went ahead and tried to feed the Olympic gods one of his enemy's children, and how Tantalus was tantalized by being chained up in Hades and not being allowed to go ahead and eat or drink. The most luscious of fruits would go ahead and be just outside his reach. The freshest and cleanest of water would be just outside his lips. The stream would go ahead and move away whenever he stretched his neck out to go ahead and either eat or drink. Well, folks, Tantalus was a historic person. He was this old Hittite king called Hantali. And folks, there's a reason why the Roman Catholic Universalist Church is referred to as Babylon by a lot of people. And the answer is that it was part of Cain and Semiramis and Tammuz, or in the Egyptian portion of it, Ra, Isis, and Horus, is the same old fertile Baal cult of Sibylle. And what you end up having with Eli James, what you end up having with Finkelschitte, what you end up having with Clifton Emhiser, and by the way, part of the reason I didn't go ahead and troll, well, part of it was because old Matt Twat Zog Bot went ahead and is starting to go ahead and block new sock puppets or anything like that. But part of it was that old Clifton Emhiser stood up old Finkelschitte Saturday night. And here I had old Steve Elder and JT Ray used to be real good buddies, but getting off with, why do Eli James, why do Fink, why do Emhiser believe in papist preterism? Why do they believe that the Great Tribulation is already over with and that we already have the 1,000 years of Jesus Christ's rule, and that the Roman Catholic Church put the Jew, you know, put Satan into the pit, and Satan died, and now Satan is the Jews? Why do you think they come up with that crap? And the answer, why do you think they come up with this papist preterism? And the answer is that they're Mamsers, and they're Jew boys. Eli James and Finkelstein and Emma Heiser and Brian Rio are Jews and Mamsers who come from the Roman Catholic Church to Christian identity. Clifton M. Heiser is no longer respected as a Christian identity scholar. He's pretty well despised. Now, Saturday night, I've seen that old Jurel Mosley is back. And essentially, here he was running over to Eliar's, and he went, to see what Eliar was up to. And he ran back to Finkelstein's. I was able to see it on Toshiba number 2 and Toshiba number 1. That's fine. Jurel is he's a little Mamser faggot. He was deeply in love with Brian Rio, but he was gotten control of what used to be the Church of True Israel. He's gotten control of a lot of the web pages from the mid-1990s. Now, is that worrisome? Not really. Not really. This Compare material is our places. This Wesley Swift material is our places. Besides, I went ahead and downloaded what I already need of it. But folks, real Christian identity is anti-race mixing. Real Christian identity. And if you go ahead and think that Eli James and Finkelstein and Emma Heiser are really Christian, much less Christian identity, you got another thing coming. Okay? Well, yeah, it came. Well, folks, most Catholics, it's a Mamser-friendly religion. The idea of papist preterism came about, folks, before 1615 or 1619, since the Jesuits were trying to go ahead and stage the Counter-Reformation, to go ahead and bring back the Nordic Aryan people, to go ahead and pay Peter Pence and Ultra Boy Peter, to the Roman Catholic Church. Essentially, they never talked about how the 1,000 years were already gone. The whole idea of preterism, when it first got started, was a Jesuit invention in order to convince people that the Roman Catholic Church for 1,000 years from 500 to 1500 had put Satan into a pit, and now he was loose because Martin Luther goes ahead and nails his 95 theses to the door and starts the Reformation. Therefore, the productive northern and western Israelite white people are free from essentially these Mediterranean 11 mixed race people from the Roman Empire. Folks, you got to realize is that when Julius Caesar went ahead and destroyed Gaul of its Celtic tribes and of its Celtic freedom, it was to go ahead and bring slaves and Roman institutions to Gaul. He understood that he couldn't go ahead and conquer the force of Germany because the legions wouldn't be able to go ahead and make it in the force of Germany. That the people would not go ahead, the people who lived in, on the east bank of the Rhine and inland wouldn't be able to go ahead and provide something to make an empire fruitful. But the Celtic, Germanic people of Gaul would be able to do so. They already had what was called Provence, or the nearest province, which had been part of Rome ever since before the first, Punic War. And so, what happens is that the Catholic Church has always been about race mixing, always been about mixing the blood of true men with the non-whites, with the Jews, and with the rest here. And what we have now is, you know, Oswald Spengler said that what struck him about the West was what he called universalism. The same idea that we're all equal and therefore every sort of people are equal, and therefore by going ahead and giving them Christianity, we can go ahead and make them equal in God's sight and in the law's sight, and we can all be one happy multiracial empire which will go ahead and become the tan everyman. And that's what liberals and Jews and the rest of them talk. You know, they talk this shit. Now, in reality, they sort of think that they're going to be the decaying aristocracy, which goes ahead above a mixed-race people too stupid and too unable to go ahead and rise up. And the fact of the matter is, as a nation becomes an empire and it destroys its founding stock and there's nothing more than Mamzers, the fact of the matter is that that empire is not able to sustain itself for either that decaying elite or anyone else. Lothar Stoddard in 1924 in his Revolt Against Civilization said that what it seems today is that the old stock, the old guard, is being destroyed and that there are no new noble barbarians to go ahead and pick up the work of the Anglo-Saxon nations. Why not? Well, because the Anglo-Saxon nations themselves were becoming miscegenated. The Southern Europeans, Eastern Europeans, and Jews. That's why Ham, Madison Grant, and Margaret Sanger went ahead and passed the 1924 Immigration Act based upon the quotas, not of 1910, after 20 years of unrestricted immigration from Eastern and Southern Europe, along with Jews, but rather the composition of 1890. Folks, they figured out that the population of the United States in 1900 was to where pretty well 75% of the whites had blue eyes, and therefore, or 60% of the white people had blue eyes, and since 90% of the population was white, but therefore, that essentially what, 60% of the population had blue eyes. Now it's down to what? Oh, they say about 37%. I think it's lower than that. Any case here, the choice would be to inbreed or take Mamzer women. Folks, that's no choice. That is no choice. Because essentially, if you're going ahead and interbreeding with Mamzers, then hey, there's no more white people left here. That's why I find it so ridiculous for people to go ahead and claim that these people are not racist. Well, why? You used to be part of the NSM. You claim to be, essentially a racist, and yet here you are essentially making what, beaner bird baths? What's the real truth of the matter? What is the real truth of the matter? And the real truth of the matter is that you're lying. That's what you're doing. You're not only lying here, you think you're fooling somebody. And you're not. You're not. So, well, the white race is fucked. That's why I keep on telling people that running around screaming white power, running around, hanging around people like JT Reddy, hanging around Eli or James or Finkelstein or the rest here, while these idiots run around talking about their guns and how tough they are. I mean, Joe, I don't know if you pay attention to the chat, I do. And it sounds like these people are freaking seriously delusional. None of them have any idea what the heck they're talking about. You'll end up having Eli James read, and Greg Howard read from the book of Jasher or what, you know, Enoch or whatever. Like they cannot understand anything about what is going on. Why is that? And the answer is because they can't understand what's going on. Joe, it's up to you to go ahead and save your life here. I don't know what Logan's doing here. He's sort of, I think, on a fishing trip. And he, you know, Russ, he's still, you know, that's what I find funny here. Russ goes on vacation to places like Australia or New Zealand. And then when he comes back, he's so tired. He's just exhausted. Folks, if you're having fun, oughtn't you be sort of rested here? But I guess, I used to be, 10 years old? Jelly, I guess I wasn't having fun unless I was doing something that would make me tired. Okay? Alrighty. Well, Rusty's making here. Folks, I don't know. I think I've sort of run out of things to say here. I had quite an audience earlier. Folks, what does JT Reddy, if JT Reddy is like he says he wasn't racist, you know, as witness the fact that he goes ahead and he loves beaners. He isn't racist as the fact that he's living with a mud shark. He isn't racist by the fact that he has this beaner girl being his campaign treasurer for a day or so, according to paperwork filed. And then he goes ahead and gets another NSM card to go ahead and take over. He's running as a Democrat. He's doing this. He's doing that. Folks, if you're not racist, then what the hell is the point of going ahead and trying to stop beaners from crossing the border? What's the point to it? What is the point to it? I think that's a valid question. What is the point to it? If you don't believe that white people are superior, that the rest are just simply either dirty Jews, spawn of Satan, or just nothing more than muds. I could see the point if you're a racist of going ahead and stopping beaners from crossing the border, but folks, if you actually believe that, you sure as hell shouldn't go ahead and show up with all your little guns, because then if you end up shooting some beaners, well, who do you think they're going to round up first here? Folks, I'm looking at JT Reddy doing all the sort of stupid shit that should go ahead and lead to an arrest, should go ahead and lead to a civil suit on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union against racist nativists trying to keep poor boomers and scaring them with their guns and detaining them unlawfully. And the answer is that they weren't detained unlawfully at all. None of this shit that these people claim to have done has happened. So since it hasn't happened, who's lying? Who's lying? Who is lying? Answer? The NSM cards are. So once you go ahead and figure out that the NSM cards are lying, and that the simplest thing to, figure out is that, hey, worthless piece of shit who's abusive to his mud shark girlfriend, or she might be part beater, I don't know, goes ahead and essentially flips out here. She goes ahead and calls the cops here. He goes ahead and says, oh, don't call the cops here. And then what happens is she calls the cops, and the next thing you hear is, oh my God, bang, 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 bang. What the fuck? Can't you understand what the hell's going on? Why is this not being covered by the, you know, the mainstream media? And the answer of it is gets covered too much by the mainstream media. It'll be like, well, when Gerald Lee Loeffner. There's another. Folks, you gotta think about it. Crazy little Arizona Jew boys. Well, hell, they've been killing more beaners and zoglings and the rest here than anything here. Gerald Lee Loeffner went ahead and killed, went ahead and scrambled the brains of this Esther Kikas, Gabby Giffords, shot a federal judge. Killed a few little old 9-year-old mansresses. A mixed race community is a rather violent community. Folks, what's going on in Mexico with these armed drug cartels? 40,000 a year? Well, folks, they all look to me like they're a bunch of beaners. Well, how come since they're so racially mixed together, how come they're not a peaceful nation? How come you have far more beaners being killed in, say, Mexico than you do in South Dakota? You have some red niggers in South Dakota, but they're all on the reservation where they belong. How come you don't have as much bloodshed in South Dakota as you do in Mexico? How come that is? If racial equivalence is going to go ahead and make it so peaceful, how come Mexico isn't very peaceful? How come it ain't peaceful in, say, Syria? How come it ain't peaceful in Mexico or Syria? How come? Well, they're all pretty well racially mixed. You know, if that's going to go ahead and bring racial peace, how come you have all this killing here? Could it be because Peter Duncan doesn't bring peace? These people, JT Reddy, Render, the rest here, all they are is just liars. All they are is liars. Running around, doing stupid shit. Does anybody really believe, if you went ahead and posed on the internet with all, you know, with all your little AR-15s and your body armor and your night vision goggles looking like a Jewborg, like old JT Ray, a big fat pig Jewborg, running around talking about how you're detaining beaners? You think if you did any of that shit, you'd stay out of jail? How come he stayed out of jail? Does anybody really believe that Mexican drug cartel went ahead and went into this house, went ahead and killed the pretty good looking, mud shark, killed the mud shark's beaner daughter, her 15-month-old beaner baby, and then the Wigger boyfriend, and then who else? Then JT Reddy. Folks, it's not like Zog has gone ahead and picked up JT Reddy and buried him in the sea now, is it? I'm quite sure if some of you want to, you could go ahead and fly down to, Phoenix or whatever and see old Moby Jew Dickless, JT Reddy. You know what I mean? It ain't like they went ahead and flew him off by 1,000 miles and then, weighed down his carcass and shoved him into the Indian Ocean or nothing. Right? Well, Frank Wigger, you can believe whatever the hell you want to. You can believe the moon is made out of green cheese. You can go ahead and believe and flap your arms. You can go ahead and get to it, too. I don't. And I'll admit, me and JT Reddy hated one another. He was a Genesis 315 antipathy from day one. Okay? In any case, folks, what you want to believe is a function of what side you're on. I don't see what JT Reddy went in and gave anybody. I've gone ahead and listened to all the little flap doodles. Here are so-called racists talking about how it's all horrible, and JT Reddy would be a monster if he went ahead and killed a 15-month-old beaner girl. And folks, I don't have too much sympathy for baby nigglets. I remember that used to be in this country, at least people, you know, who lived in South Dakota, white South Dakotans, is that they wish Custer had gone ahead and killed every single damn red nigger on the Lone Prairie. Especially nigglet women, or red nigglet women and red, you know, little red nigger children. It was a whole lot easier to go ahead and kill a baby red nigger than it was to go ahead and kill a full grown red nigger with a bow and arrow, with a tomahawk, with a trade musket, who could go ahead and live to sneak up on you and kill you. Folks, we used to, when we were going ahead and going from sea to sea and pretty well shoving aside any Indians who got in our way, shoving them off to Oklahoma. In some cases, not even giving them a chance to get to Oklahoma. Killing them right then and there. Trading smallpox blankets here. Folks, you want to go ahead and make sure, if you're going to go ahead and conquer a nation, that baby females don't be given a chance to squeeze out any more of their inferior breed. Folks, what would Colonel Benjamin Church do? Well, I know what Colonel Benjamin Church did. He went ahead and took over after King Philip's war had gone ahead and killed off the stupid Whigger hierarchy, and pretty well he went in and brought war to the red niggers. He killed all the red nigger males he could find, and he went ahead and sold the red nigger women and children into slavery. And he broke the Indian power in Massachusetts and Connecticut and Maine and parts of New Hampshire. He finished them off. He did it by not being a nice guy. If you're going to go ahead and go to pieces because some little baby nigglet here is, you know, is hurt here, is killed by a psychotic Jew boy, what good are you? What good are you? Nope. I wish old JT Reddy had been, instead of being a cowardly, lying, Jew boy criminal, I wish he'd gone ahead. And rather than him and his buddy here who's diddling the beaner girl, if they'd waited for the pigs to show up and they killed a few pigs, and chosen suicide by pigs instead of, you know, choosing suicide by each other. How come? How come with somebody who has all this body armor and all this night vision goggles, how come he didn't ford up here? How come he didn't ford up in the house here? Hold them off! Hold off the great drug cartels! Huh? Folks, this story is ridiculous. Only an idiot would believe it. But then again, we have plenty of Mamzer and Jew Boy and Whigger Tards who do believe it. And I say, let them believe it. Who cares? What you believe is a function of what side you're on. Let's understand that. So, we took back the media. The media don't belong to us here. I don't know if you ever heard, but Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Looks like the airwaves belongs to the Jews. So it belonged to a bunch of Jews that Brian Real managed to go ahead and have me cut off of, including talks to. Okay? So folks, this media, you have all these people thinking, if only we could awaken Whiggers. What, folks, don't you think the Whiggers know that niggers are dangerous by now? Don't you think that they know the beaners are dangerous by now? Why do you think they have gated neighborhoods for, hmm? Why do you think they cower in these gated neighborhoods for? Why do you think that happens, hmm? Why? What you have in America is you have Whiggers going ahead and having to go further and further and further with $4 and $5 gas. Now, it's gone down a while, a bit, over the past month or so. It's a selection year. Got to make sure that the Kenyan nigger goes ahead and gets reselected, you know, over Mittens Palooka. Essentially, Whiggers are finding out that they can't go ahead and afford to drive to their jobs in Nigger Atlanta and other places. Essentially, people are moving away, you know, doing their best to go ahead and move away. They're trying to go ahead and split up among racial lines as best they can here. Pretty well, what we're seeing is we're seeing Whiggers. We're seeing Whigger institutions, banks, lawyers, the rest here. Essentially, all they are is just thieves. Thieves who are stealing us blind. Our little institutions, essentially, is just geared for Jews and connected Whiggers. And the rest can go ahead and hang. And the same thing is, you know, we keep on wondering, oh, please, if we only just awaken, we can save ourselves. Well, folks, save ourselves from what? Other Whiggers? Other Mamzers? Jews? Folks, if you know what you're doing and you know what you think, you know what you're supposed to think, what do you need the media for? What do you need the media for? No, folks. JT Reddy was just another quarter Jew, Hal Turner. He was slick. He was able to lie. He was able to go in and pull a lot of shit. But what he couldn't overcome was his own vicious, lying Jew nature. He couldn't overcome that. He couldn't overcome what he was, what it was. Just a lying Jew boy. Without any ability to work even a counter job at AutoZone, who went ahead and found itself a mud shark or a light, you know, high yellow anglomastesis with two beaner daughters, who he bullied. He was running around pretending to be a racist while being a race mixer. He was part of the National Socialist Movement, of which you cannot find a bigger bunch of liars and criminals and tards. J.T. Reddy was an evil, no good, quarter Jew piece of shit. And folks, you end up having people who have the notion that he amounted to something still. And they'll go ahead and believe all sorts of shit, that he was a hero, a military veteran. Folks, you go ahead and look what he was in there for. Essentially, it was bullying. Essentially, it was not being there for formation. Being AWOL for what? Days? Weeks? At a time? Someone who never knew how to behave. Someone who was playing an act here. Someone who went ahead and insisted that, hey, I don't like what's going on. I want you to censor somebody. To say Harold Covington, who essentially was suffering from censorship himself, from the same old bunch of tards. Folks, our bowel movement sucks. Our bowel movement is just nothing but shit. And to go ahead and go with somebody who's not been vetted, who essentially is just nothing more than a predator and parasite, and thinking that you're going to go ahead and accomplish something with such a creature, and that's a hero, and at the same time say, it's not about racism, we're not racist, we're not racist, and yet run around, tramping around in Nazi uniform, talking about how big and bad you are. What's the purpose of that? And the purpose of that is that, hey, I think, essentially, he was a Hollywood Nazi. He was what people think a Hollywood Nazi was. He didn't know how to behave. Not to anybody who really knew how you ought to behave. But people wanted to believe him. That's fine. What you believe shows what side you're on. And so, what happens is that if someone tells me that they believe certain things here, and I know they're not supposed to believe certain things, but they believe it anyway, I take them at their word. They believe it. In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead. I think this is it for the night. I think what? Oh, Willie, if you don't have three, if you don't really have, I think the day of the five-hour show, the movement turd, the four-hour show, even the three-hour show, well, The three-hour show is still alive and well, but the four-hour show is not. So, since I didn't have anybody call in, what I think I'll do is I'll probably get this show up pretty quick. I'm going to go ahead and get the Drake show up. I may or may not have commentary on it. So, folks, we're going to go ahead, and I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. By the way, Alex Linder, by the way, Spermfront, and, oh, Kieski, Rob Freeman, I don't know if this guy's a Jew, he probably is. He went ahead and took down his JT Ready site. Spermfront has pretty well either deleted or hidden its JT Ready posts. Folks, it's just like what happened at Oklahoma City or 9/11. You want to go ahead and just slurp up all the data you can while you can, and then later go ahead and look at it. Go ahead and later analyze it. That's what you need to do. So, I think I pretty well covered what's going on in the movement, because this JT Ready was the big thing here, and just like, you know, in the movement, you have weeks, sometimes months, of hardly anything happen other than same old shit, and then you end up having a big shitstorm, like happened this past week. To which someone like me goes ahead and observes and comments upon it. And later on, I'll go ahead and digest what is going on, because this is going to go ahead and leave some sort of echo, okay? So, in any case, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, aye, aye, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, aye, aye, oh, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn hot dogs, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie lay I,
all who was then the ruling man. Kyrie, white men go, leave old home. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war home. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On dogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp about castle. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.